I'm glad you're here. Hey, see if you can guess what this sound is.
Huh? It's a love boat
dropping anchor in the harbor of your heart. Hey, I went to this killer bike rally last night, right? I met the dude of your dreams.
So in your opinion, the dude of my dreams is a biker?
Totally. Hey, when I picture the two of you together, I see sparks flying. Huh?
Maybe you're having a stroke.
Yeah, I wish. Nah, this is gonna be great. I can see it now. You'd be cruising on the back of his hog, the wind flowing through your hair, his name tattooed across your butt, just styling.
Huh? Cody, as much as I'd love to see myself on the back of somebody's hog, I don't think so.
Whoa, color me disappointed, huh? Yeah. I mean, I thought you'd jump at the chance to have a date with Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt? Cody! Wait!
So, Rich, what do you want to do tonight?
Watch a little tube?
Too boring.
Bowling?
It's too tiring.
Miniature golf?
Ha, oh, too geeky.
Man, must be something a couple of studs like us can do tonight.
I got it, man. French kiss.
I'm out of here.
Not us, you moron. I figure we could go scrounge up a couple of babes and go see that movie, French Kiss, at the drive-in.
At the drive-in. I like the way you're thinking. We'll be French kissing at the drive-in.
Yeah, and when the girls see Kevin Kline's movie star face, they'll get totally hot. Kevin's not there, but guess who is?
A couple of love machines named JT Lambert and Rich Houghton.
Yeah, yeah. We can even show them our trick.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, guys, the moment we've all been waiting for. The new Victoria's Secret online catalog. Gentlemen, welcome to the spring collection.
Hi, boys.
So, as you can see, the high-resolution screen gives you more pixels per inch.
Boys, there must be something more worthwhile in cyberspace than the Wonder Bra.
Man, how do they always know when we're having fun?
It's a mom thing, because they got, like, radar in their female parts.
Yeah, moms are a real drag.
Tell me about it. My mom still wants my curfew to be 9:30. Jeez, even the kids on Full House get to stay out later than that. Come on.
Oh, you think that's bad? My mom still takes me out shopping for clothes. In fact, last week when I was trying on pants, you know what she yelled out so the whole store could hear? Sweetie, make sure there's plenty of room in the crotch.
Oh, that's
the
worst. Hey, wait, I got an idea. Let's go see that new horror movie tonight. You know, Bloodfest 4?
Oh, yeah. I heard they got real footage of a guy's head exploding and everybody eats his brain.
Awesome.
Mom? Yeah? We're going to go to the movies tonight.
Oh, great. What are you going to see?
Bloodfest 4.
Bloodfest 4? Is that the one where the guy's head explodes and they eat his brain? I don't think so.
Why? There's no sex in it.
Well, excuse me, but I just happen to think that cannibalism is sick.
Earth to Mom, it's a movie. Hello.
Earth to Mark, you're not going. Goodbye.
Man, she shot you down.
Yeah. How's that room with the crotch now?
Oh, like your mom's gonna let you go. I guess Mom wouldn't even let him see Little Mermaid because Ariel had too much cleavage.
Hey, man, speaking of cleavage... Mom's kind of a babe.
Shut up!
So, honey, that's why 2nd and 10 is a passing down.
Tomorrow's walk, we're going to talk about the nickel defense. Hi, honey.
Frank.
still happen to have that tool belt in your truck?
Well, sure I do. Why?
I want you to staple Mark's mouth shut. He used to be so polite. All he says to me now is, duh, Earth to Mom. Hello. Treats me like I'm some kind of idiot.
Well, Carol, he's 14 years old and you're his mother. To him, you are an idiot.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that Mark is at an age when he wants to break away from his mother. It's all part of nature's plan, honey. Now, take wolves. When the young male wolf cub reaches puberty, he wants to leave the den. Wants to make it on his own, run with the big wolves, pee on things.
Oh, well, I hate this teenage boy stuff. You know, the other day I took Mark shopping for pants. I asked him one little innocent question. He practically bit my head off.
Oh, honey, you didn't ask him if there was room in the crotch, did you?
Well, it's important.
Take some advice from me, okay? For the rest of Mark's life, don't mention his crotch.
I'm serious. He said he could get me a date with Brad Pitt. I don't know how he knows him. It's Cody. I mean, a couple of months ago, he was playing foosball with Nelson Mandela. He knows people.
Hey, hey. And Amandla to you too, dude.
He's here. I gotta go, okay? Cody!
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
I was wondering if we could talk a little bit more about that guy that you said you wanted to set me up with.
You mean Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
We
wouldn't happen to be talking about the guy from the movie Legends of the Fall.
Dude, you know him?
Cody, Brad Pitt is only the sexiest man in America.
Well, I'm not really into guys, you know? He does have a certain je ne sais quoi, huh?
So you really think that you could get me a date with Brad Pitt?
Totally. Hey, the Pittmeister would be totally stoked, man. Hey, when I showed him your picture, he said that if he could get just one date with you, he'd die with a smile on his face.
Well, who am I to disappoint Brad Pitt?
That's what I said.
Hey, JT, ready for a little French kiss?
Yeah. What are you doing here? I thought we were gonna, you know, pick up our dates and meet at the movie.
I am here to pick up my date.
Hi, Rich. I'll be right down.
You think you're taking my little sister to the drive-in?
Yeah, man. I hadn't seen her in a while. She is so choice.
She's choice.
Yeah, man.
She's choice.
Yeah.
You're dead. Al, you are not going to the drive-in with this guy.
Yeah, says who?
Says me. Do you know what goes on at a drive-in? It's just an excuse for a guy to make out with a girl.
I know. That's why I want to go.
Oh, man, you are sick. The guy is way too old for you anyways.
He's 18. I'm 16. What is the big deal?
What's the big deal? What's the big... The big deal is the guy's a pervert. That's the big deal.
He is not.
Al, all guys are perverts. I mean, when we're with a girl, our heads are filled with disgusting, sleazy thoughts. If you looked inside my head right now, do you know what you'd find?
A big empty hole?
Yes! A hole waiting to be filled with disgusting, sleazy thoughts. Why do you think I'm going to the drive-in?
Wait a minute. So it's okay for you to go to the drive-in and make out with someone, but it's not okay for me?
Yes! Now you're getting it! Good, good. Look, I'm going to go in there and tell Rich he's going to have to find another girl, okay? Good.
No! No, it's not okay. JT, I'm going to the drive-in whether you like it or not.
I am not done with you yet, young lady. Young lady! Young lady!
Man, this is pathetic.
We're stuck hanging out in your garage because our moms wouldn't let us go see that movie.
Yeah, it's like they get some sort of kick out of making us miserable.
Hey, guys, I found something in my dad's desk that's going to turn this into a real party.
Hey, is it that Snap-on Tools calendar? Hey, come on.
No, better. Check these babies out.
Cigars? Awesome!
Yeah, my dad smokes them with his friends all the time. He looks really cool.
Hey, I don't know about this. I mean, our moms would be pretty upset if they knew we were smoking cigars.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's do it!
This is so cool!
I think I'm getting hair on my back already.
Hey, honey, you want a brownie?
No. Still trying to lose the last of the weight from the pregnancy, you know. No chocolate for me.
Well, I think you look wonderful. But if you feel you need to lose a few pounds, then I'll support you.
I know how hard it must be for you to give up brownies because they're your favorite. I'm proud of you. You are pathetic. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
I feel so sick.
Mark, what's wrong with you?
I'll tell you all about it, but first, I gotta go upstairs and call Ralph on the big white phone.
Did he smell like cigar smoke?
Yeah. Looks like Wolf Boy locked himself onto a stogie.
Well, that does it. I'm gonna go put his little wolf butt in a sling.
No, wait, honey. I think maybe this is something that I should handle, huh?
Why?
Well, because Mark and I have a lot in common.
Like what?
We can both write our names in the snow.
Oh, Dad, you should have seen it. Mark just barfed 13 times in less than a minute. Hey, that might be a new world record. I'm gonna go tell Cody.
How you doing, Mark?
Not so good. I think I just saw something I ate last year.
Smoked a cigar tonight, didn't you?
Yep. The whole nasty thing.
Why did you do that, Mark?
I don't know. I was with the guys, and our moms never let us do anything. I guess we thought it would be kind of cool. Pretty stupid, huh?
No, not really. It's all a part of nature's plan. Take wolves. The young wolf cub wants to break out on his own, but Mama Wolf wants to carry him around in her mouth. And then the wolf pack...
Frank, I'm kind of dizzy. Is there a point to all this?
Well, yeah. But the point is that I know you're at an age when you want to prove yourself to be a man. But, Mark, there's got to be a better way to go about it than smoking cigars and being sick all night.
Man, I hope so.
Tell you what, next week, why don't I take you and your buddies up to the mountains camping? We'll do a bunch of guy stuff.
Really? Like what?
How'd you like to write your name in the snow?
You mean you'll let us do that?
Yeah, initials first, but we'll work our way up.
Thanks for asking me out, JT. I love French Kiss.
I've seen it 12 times.
Yeah, it's great.
JT, I don't want you to, take this the wrong way, but would you mind if I called you Kevin tonight?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Are you something wrong?
Yeah. It's chapped lips. I'm gonna go to the snack bar, okay? I'll be right back.
So, how do you like the movie?
Okay for snacks in here?
We're fine.
No, really, they got these really awesome pretzels. They dip them in salt. They're really cool. You gotta have one.
JT, you get out of here. I'm gonna dip your pretzel in salt.
All right, all right. I can take a hint. Jeez Louise, I'm gone. I'm gone. Bye.
Sorry. So, where were we?
Well, we were talking about a romantic movie.
Hey, Rich! How about you, buddy? Can I get you some nachos, huh?
Excuse me. I think I need to have a little talk with Nacho Boy. Come here!
Ow, 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 ow! Ow, hey, cut it out!
No, JT, you cut it out! You know, I was just about to kiss that guy.
Well, then I'm glad I got here when I did. You are way too young to be making out with that guy.
You know, I have a news flash for you. I'm not your little sister anymore. Gidget's got Hooters.
Look, I know you're growing up. But it's just hard for me. I mean, when I think of you, I see this little girl, pigtails and roller skates, and she's still asking me to put Flintstone Band-Aids on her knee.
JT, you know, I know you're just trying to look out for me. And you're a really good big brother. But I'm old enough to make my own decisions. Gotta let me.
Well, Kay, I'll tell you what. I'll deal with the fact that you're old enough to make out with a guy as long as you do three things. Don't tell me about it. Don't do it in front of me. And please, try not to enjoy it too much.
I'll do my best.
All right, then I guess we better get back to our dates, huh?
They miss us.
It's quite a fetching fragrance you're wearing there, Miss Dana Berger.
Thank you. I hope Brad Pitt likes it. It's called seduction.
There he is. The sexiest man in America. Huh? All right there, Miss Dana Berger. Prepare to meet your dream boat.
Hey there.
Hey, what's happening, dude?
All right. Cool,
huh? Dana Berger, meet Brad Pitt. You might want to move over to your left a little bit, you know, so you can see his good eye, you know?
Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall.
Oh, yeah, that's him. He played Dead Body Number 3.
I bet you're confusing me with that wimpy little fellow who was on People Magazine. He spells Pitt with two T's. Mine's just P-I-T. You know, like Peach Pit or Armpit.
Well, I know you two, you love birds, are just aching to get out of the town. Fine.
So, how's about you and me heading to the drive-in and seeing French Kiss?
Dude, she's so excited. Man, this is working out better than I thought.